It is frequently said that the essence of the training in Guru Yoga is to cultivate the art of seeing everything the Guru does as perfect. Personally, I myself do not like this to be taken too far. Should the Guru manifest undharmic qualities or give teachings contradicting Dharma, the instruction on seeing the spiritual master as perfect must give way to reason and Dharma wisdom. Take myself, for example. Because many of the previous Dalai Lamas were great sages, and I am said to be their reincarnation, many people place much faith in me, and in their Guru Yoga practice, they visualize me as being a Buddha. I am also regarded by these people as their secular leader. Therefore, this teaching of every action seen as perfect can easily become poison for me in my relationship with my people and in my effective administration. I always recommend that the teaching on seeing the Guru's actions as perfect should not be stressed. It would be an unfortunate affair if the Buddha Dharma, which is established by profound reasoning, were to have to take second place to it. The disciple must always keep reason and knowledge of Dharma as principal guidelines. Without this approach, it is difficult to digest one's Dharma experiences. Make a thorough examination before accepting someone as a guru, and even then, follow that teacher within the conventions of reason as presented by Buddha. Actually, the more respect one is given, the more humble one should become. But sometimes this principle becomes reversed. A spiritual teacher must guard him or herself carefully and should remember the words, "Use respect shown to you as a cause for humility." Faith generated is a virtue, but if it is not guided by wisdom, it can get us into trouble. We Tibetans generally have so much faith that we take Dharma practices for granted. A monk who lives from the offerings of patrons but does not abide within the practices creates a negative karma equal to stealing from a temple. A problem is that we usually only observe those teachings that feed our delusions and ignore those that would overcome them. This leniency can easily lead to one's downfall. This is why I say that the teaching on seeing all the Guru's actions as perfect can be a poison, particularly for beginners.